welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Shelby, North Carolina, singer, songwriter, and flute player. He has just released his seventh album, Chris Ferry and Medicine Crow. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Chris Ferry. Hi, Chris. How you doing tonight?
How are you? Doing good, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are they treating you up in North Carolina these days?
Everything's good. My town's kind of small, so it's not too crazy, and it's all nice. The weather's nice. Everything's good.
Sure. So you run the town?
No. My youngest son tries to run the town. I don't. Yeah.
Not yet. Right on. Well, hey, I've been playing your music for a few years now. Great music, and great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
And we have lots of new listeners, and why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll jump right into the new album. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I've been doing this, I don't know, this kind of music since 2007. I mean, back in the day, early 16 or so, I started playing music, did that for a few years, and got out of it for a while, and went to school, and got married, had a child, and all those kind of things. And
right.
Got the itch to play some more, so started playing again with some guys back in the early 90s, I guess. And one of those guys, and it was just typical rock band music. And we didn't do a lot of covers. We kind of were all into originals, and that's kind of the way I've been, even since I first started playing.
Sure.
And the drummer and I had stayed connected over the years, and we started, I got back with him, wanted to get connected with my heritage a little more, and I'd been to Chimney Rock and was visiting down there, hiking and stuff, and bought a couple of Tommy Wildcat flutes that he had for sale down there in one of the stores. And it just felt like a good change of pace. I'd gotten a little older, wanted to do something a little different. I felt a connection to the flute, and it just felt right. So, and I had been over the years, I started listening to a lot of world music and stuff like that, and Bill Miller and Robert Mirabal and Dead Can Dance, Peter Gabriel, those kind of bands, and into that kind of thing. So creatively, I wanted to go another direction, so I got back with Brad that I used to be with, and we started writing some songs together. I had most of them kind of already going, and he just helped me flesh them out, I guess.
Sure. Now, you do some singing as well.
I do. The first one I released, I guess, with Native American World Music was in 2007. It was all instrumental. And from that point on, what's the seven albums I've done now, there were a few instrumentals on each album since, but they became more vocal, more and more vocal related with the records and stuff.
Now, who's on your team?
I met through my nephew, I met a guy named Pedro Fragiles, and he's the one that co-writes all these songs with me now.
Oh, nice.
He's my partner in crime, let's say. So he and I got together, and over a couple of years wrote a bunch of songs, and picked the ones we thought were best, and then we started, you know, playing out live, and then we thought, well, let's do a CD. So we picked the songs we thought were right for the CD, and started auditioning guitar players and drummers and that kind of thing, and went through some changes, but now I think we pieced together the right people. It's Brinkley Isaacs on guitar, electric guitar. Pedro plays acoustic mainly and does backing vocals. Eric Kimbrell plays drums with us now, and Mike Clapperoot is on bass, very solid bass player. We had some guest people on the record that did harmonica and did some other things, dulcimer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was produced by Brian Powell, Wizard Tree Studios. It's a local home studio here in Shelby.
Great. Now, you have seven albums out. I know you put a lot of time in. You have any advice for up-and-coming musicians?
Just keep at it. I mean, I do it because I have to do it, sort of. These times I've taken breaks, I've always thought about it and wanted to do it. It's sort of therapy for me. And
mm-hmm.
just don't give up and keep your vision true to you, I guess.
Right.
You know, and I've done a lot of this from a small town in North Carolina, and I've had some success with it and some awards with it and that kind of thing. Hope to with the band to move this, you know, a little bit further. You know, we play around Tennessee and South Carolina, North Carolina, but hope to get play out other states and spread the music. And when we do our live shows, there's always songs off of all the CDs. So.
Sure. Chris, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
ChrisFree.com. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me. It's got everything on there, but you know, we're on YouTube and all the other social media, Facebook, Instagram, and all that too. Reverb Nation and all those things.
Cool. Well, great to have you on the show. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Chris Faree. He has just released his new album out, Chris Faree and Medicine Crow. You can find out all about him and find his music on the website at chrisfaree.com. Chris, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous Music Spotlight.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
Definitely. Keep us posted. Any new developments. Always want to help you out when we can.
Will do. Thanks.
We're going to play you a track from his new album. Here is Sacred Pipe.
Perfect.
was music from Chris Faree, and that was Sacred Pipe. In case you're just tuning in, Chris Faree was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Jasmine Tacena, Nacenta.
Thank you. reasons why.
That was music from Leah Shenandoah, Loving Impermanence. All right, here's music now from Black Hawk Waters. This one's I've Never Been to Spain. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies all insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I headed for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? It must be real. It feels so good. It feels so good. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Well, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
Carson City, Lincoln, Bloomington, Alameda, Binghamton, North Adams, Joplin, Bandon, Geneva. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music.
He was winning.
That's music from Marsha Chum. Brand new, Undone. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Chris Faree, for stopping by and giving us an update on his new album, Chris Faree and Medicine Crow. Good stuff. And I want to steer you over to our website. You can visit us anytime, 24/7, 365, at indigenousandmusic.com and sign up for our newsletter and also get your free magazine, Say Magazine, a free issue there. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.